What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Life, Love and Entrepreneurship. And it's been a little while since I put together a podcast. I'm actually in Costa Coffee in Tesco's in West Drayton whilst I'm recording this. And I'm just packing up for the day, 7:47. Today, I really want to just talk about the process of, I guess you call it going with the flow. Right? Many more great things come from saying yes and from taking risk than they don't, right? So, what I notice about a lot of things and just my own experience, like recently, is that I've been appearing, you know, today I was on a webinar, tomorrow I'm on a webinar. I've been on webinars almost every day, you know, presenting about some kind of different thing. And the big learning for me has been that ultimately, it really is a lot of the time about saying yes, about going with the flow, about, you know, not necessarily worrying so much about the outcome per se, and just focusing upon the execution itself. Because as soon as you demonstrate a commitment to the actual ROI, then it doesn't matter what the ROI of a singular event is. So what I mean is that, you know, I've been on some webinars where there's only been 15 people that have turned up. I've been on some webinars that, you know, haven't really gone that well. I've, you know, been to speaking events that have not gone that great, but the continual process of doing it and the commitment to the end result has meant that, you know, I've got my first speaking, I've got my second paid speaking offer where I'm going to go out and fly to Kenya and they're going to fly me out. I've got, you know, a webinar that I went on that, you know, 185 attendees, and I got like about 6 Google reviews at the end of it because, you know, I asked and I figured out a system for getting Google reviews. And I also, you know, I'm just going with the flow. I'm producing a body of content online and I'm building kind of the PR wheel. And a lot of people will kind of do something along the lines of analysis paralysis, right? Or they'll look and they'll measure. And, you know, this not only relates to the PR that you go out and do, but also, you know, the anything that you do in your life, right? That you know, I invite you to really think about something that you're considering at the moment, you know, whatever that something may be. And just to tell you to kind of bite the bullet, so to speak, you know, bite the bullet, spend the money, do that thing, because it doesn't really matter about the outcome of that singular thing. And this is the important part that I think that I'm just checking out of Tesco, is it gets forgotten. It doesn't matter if you do that one thing and it doesn't get a result, right? It doesn't matter if you spend, oh, I spent 500 quid on a coach, or oh, I signed up for this marketing seminar, or oh, I paid for this course and it didn't take me anywhere, or, you know, whatever variation of that you have. The reality is that the act of doing it will build that muscle of taking what I call the right risks, because you're doing it for the right reasons, right? Going out and getting pissed in the pub with your mates is all good and well, but that does not lead to any long-term ROI. It is just bollocks if you think that it does. And everyone's looking at me because I'm talking whilst I'm at the checkout at Tesco's. But it's just bollocks. So why aren't you spending that additional 500 quid? You can afford to spend, you know, 200 quid on something that you think might help your career, even in the end if it ultimately doesn't. So, you know, I've been running with this for probably about the best part of 2.5 months now. I've appeared on probably 15 to 20 podcasts, multiple webinars, and I really just, you know, want to put to you in this journey of life that we're on, that you really should say yes. You really should just show up, say yes to, you know, these opportunities, or even, you know, stop saying no, rather, if that is indeed the case. I was at a dinner yesterday evening. You know, I had a meetup event, and one of the questions that they were asking me was about, you know, what should I do with their, you know, how it all revolved around, you know, this chap wanting to build his agency. And it's incredible the amount of times that I discover that people will say no because the job isn't right, or the money isn't right, and that isn't right, and this isn't right. And, you know, the irony is what happens when you say no to stuff like that is that, you know, you are letting go of your commitment to the end goal. The commitment to the end goal is you becoming bigger, you becoming better, you becoming stronger in all the things that you do, and you ultimately living powerfully. And by saying no, by, you know, living inside your pride, by feeling that that's not good enough, there's people like me that are gonna go out there and smash you, because I'm gonna say yes, I'm gonna learn, I'm gonna struggle, I'm gonna suffer, And ultimately, that's going to get me, you know, a much bigger end goal, because I can struggle, I can survive, I'm more adaptable, I'm more versatile. And Jesus Christ, in this world that we're living in, adaptability is absolutely bloody everything, right? You need to be ready to adapt, change, reposition, grow, because you can't bank or rely upon any one thing other than yourself. Other than yourself. And a lot of the time, you're just going to get disappointed. The webinar that I was on today, you know, we tried, I think, Webinar Ninja. There were issues. The audience could not hear me for the first 10 minutes. I left the webinar. I came back in. The webinar organizer had to apologize on my behalf. But we got into it and we got down to it. And we ended up with an amazing result. And, you know, I'm going to be flying out to Kenya and shit. And and it's just the very same principle for me doing this fucking podcast right now, that it's windy, I've got a £5 pair of headphones, and I'm using my Android phone and I'm recording it into SoundCloud. It's going to upload to iTunes. But it's just about saying yes, about getting shit done. And ultimately, in the process of doing that, what you will discover, for the same reason that you're here, is that as long as you provide value, then people will follow you. People will listen to the things that you have to say. And value comes from just saying yes, from fucking going for it. Because I've had many failures, I've had many struggles, I continue to have many failures. Some of you might not like this podcast because it's just me talking to myself for, what has it been now, six minutes 40 seconds. You might be like, what the fuck, Deepak? But the principle that I'm trying to underline is that success comes from like building masses of experience, right? And experience comes from saying yes. And when you say yes, you still often fall flat on your face and fucking fail. But in doing that, you become invincible, indomitable, because you are so robust mentally, because you've been through the wars. You are so adept at changing because you have been through the wars. And that means, I'm gonna rhyme now, you can just knock down any fucking door that you want. So I really do, you know, just implore you to just say yes to the opportunities, say yes to the options. Stop saying no. Stop saying no.